Today we're talking with State Senator Noreen Evans, specifically about her bill SB 1381, which proposes a statewide standard for labeling food products that have genetically modified ingredients in them. Why is this a bill that you're championing now?
Well, as a mom and as a consumer, I read all the labels on food products, and I like to know what's in them. And you may recall a couple of years ago, Proposition 31 was on California's ballot, and it would have required exactly what this bill does, that is labeling of genetically modified foods. And it was defeated by only 1.5% of the vote. The proponents of Prop 37 were outspent 7-1 by the opponents. So it's something that recent polls show a supermajority of Californians support. So it's something that I think we need to do. And I'm happy to do it by legislation because it's easier to amend the law than if it's enacted by initiative.
Is there a significant difference between your bill and what the initiative would have done?
My bill is actually a little bit more limited. It applies to food products that are packaged, and it also applies to fresh food products, but not each individual orange or lemon needs to be labeled. It also allows individuals to sue to enforce the law, but it does not allow individuals to seek damages, which the proposition would have done.
One of the reasons for doing this has to do with international trade. How does that work?
64 countries around the world have either banned GMOs in products for human consumption or they require labeling. California farmers are actually being disadvantaged now because California does not have a law requiring GMO products to be labeled.
In the past, this has been fought pretty vigorously by industry sources. Is that not a problem this time around?
Oh, it is being fought vigorously in the Capitol by big food and big ag. Make no mistake about it.
You squeaked through a committee hearing. What's next for it?
Well, it's going to go back to another committee where I'm going to take some technical amendments to clarify the language even further. And then we'll see. It's going to be probably referred to Judiciary Committee. And then I'm hoping it will go to the Senate floor for a vote. But, you know, it's an uphill battle.
What kind of behind-the-scenes work do you have to do to build support for something like this?
Well, it's really an educational process. People in the Capitol need to understand that polls are showing that Californians overwhelmingly support this. We have to fight the political influence of big ag and big food industry. And it's very important that people around the state of California call their legislators and express their support for this legislation. I can't emphasize that strongly enough.
One of the big arguments being made in your bill and elsewhere is the potential risks to young children. What's the threat there?
Allergies, food allergies among children is really rising. And unless you know what's in the food products you are feeding your child, you run the risk of triggering an allergic reaction. And children's bodies are not as formed as adult bodies. So when they have an allergic response to a food, then it's a little more serious for a child because their bodies are still developing.
What happens next, and when do you have a sense of whether it's going to fly or not?
Well, it'll be going to committee again sometime in the next month or two, so sometime before the end of May. And I'm very hopeful. I think it will get to the Senate floor for a vote at some point. But, you know, even if this particular piece of legislation doesn't pass this year, this kind of labeling is going to happen. I'm absolutely convinced of it. The people that came out in support of my bill when it was heard on Wednesday in the Senate Health Committee were primarily parents and grandparents, and we are simply not going to allow the food industry to experiment with the health of our children.
State Senator Noreen Evans, thanks very much for making time to talk with us.
You're very welcome.